Welcome to Crossroads and Cauldrons. We are two witches with jobs, families, and busy lives just like you. We talk about weaving the web of community, practicing magic, and life in the Deep South. Hey everybody, welcome to Crossroads and Cauldrons. I'm Selena.
And I'm Luna.
And look,
we're together.
In the same room. We have not been present in the same room
for 2 years.
Doing a show for 2 years.
Yeah. Thanks, COVID.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I remember how to do this. And then now, the last time we did that,
we didn't have
video.
Yeah.
So everything was just, you know, I would just show up looking in pajamas, messy bun. They didn't know. They had no idea.
No.
Now I got to put clothes on.
Yeah, makeup.
Wear pants, which I haven't had to do during
our... Oh, yeah. She's got pants.
I do have pants on. For you.
You're welcome.
Oh, don't wear pants just for me. But anyway, so this is all new for us.
It is.
And it's exciting. And things will probably just change as we figure out what the hell we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
I'm excited.
I look now, you haven't been on the show in a while.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Where have you been?
I've been working.
Ah, well, that's true.
I changed careers. I went from being a realtor, and COVID hit and everything kind of tanked. So I had an opportunity to become a librarian, and I did, and I love it.
That's awesome. That was secretly the first... It's not a secret. Not now. That was the first job I ever applied for, was in a library.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And I was kind of like upset because you have to take a test.
Yeah.
And I passed the test, and they were like, you did the best on the test of anyone who's ever applied.
Oh, wow.
But they didn't hire me.
Oh, why?
I guess I was like 17.
Oh, yeah.
But they should have hired me.
Yeah. I had to take a test for this job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you passed, and they wanted you.
I guess so.
They didn't want me. It's fine. I'm not mad at the library. Or am I?
Or are you?
Or am I? Well, okay. So actually, neither of us, as far as they're concerned, neither of us have been here for a bit.
Right.
Took a little break. I like the winter break. I think we should keep
doing that.
I liked
it too. Yeah.
I need a break during the winter. Because we've got, you know, holidays and family and madness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to keep doing that, you know, in the winter. But we're going to try to make sure we have episodes to cover that. So maybe you guys won't miss us.
Yeah.
But we're going to be taking a break.
We're going to take a break.
But you might miss us. We'll see what happens. Anyway, but we're back. We've got a whole season planned out for you. Mm-hmm. I've been doing lots of interviews lately.
Yeah, a lot of interviews.
A lot of interviews. So those,
which is awesome.
I know. So one of them recently came out with River... and I'm going to mispronounce his last name, so I'm not even going to try to say it. But he was wonderful. He did the Temple of Witchcraft documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really interesting talking to him. He is an exciting young man, so I'm very interested to see.
I'm excited to hear that interview. I really am.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where he goes in the future, you know. But also, I have been reading a huge stack of books Llewellyn sweetly sent me.
Thank you, Llewellyn.
One of my most favorite people, not just because he sends me books, but also because he sends me books.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
I can relate to that.
But we've got lots of the authors on the show. So I want to tell you some of the things that we've got coming up. So I'm going to try to go in order, but I'm going to fail. I'm not going to try to go in order. I cancel that. So these are some of the books that we've been reviewing. So coming up in probably several weeks is Terrence Ward with Empty Cauldrons. This book is so good. So good. That's coming up in a few probably several weeks.
Yeah.
Probably end of the summer. That's going to come out.
Okay.
And then next week, I haven't actually interviewed Danielle yet, but I'm working through reading her book, and I get to talk to her next week. Danielle Blackwood, A Lantern in the Dark. So I'm super excited about this one. It says, navigate life's crossroads with story, ritual, and sacred astrology.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm excited about that one. This is Mara Starling. We had her on the show recorded with her a few weeks ago. So that's coming out later in the summer. Oh my God, she is a jewel. I'm in love with this book. And who else do I have? Storm Fairywolf. I think I've talked about him on the show before because I've been to some rituals and classes of his. But had him on the show, and that he was a delight, of course. So that's something for you to look forward to coming up. What have you got over there? You got my other stack.
Yeah, this is your
other stack. My other stack. Oh, I think coming up right after this episode is going to be Opal Luna. She's got a book about fiber magic.
It's right up our alley.
I know. You crochet.
I crochet.
I knit, crochet, weave, and spin. All the fiber arts. And this is a whole book about fiber magic. So she was delightful. And she's got a super great personality,
I'm
too.
I'm super excited.
So I enjoyed that. Keldon. I had Keldon Mercury. He was so wonderful to talk to. He's very knowledgeable, and we just kind of went off on all these different little rabbit trails, but his book is The Witch's Sabbath. It's so good. This one's already out, so go get it. Go ahead and pre-read it so you'll really enjoy the depth of what we're talking about. This is coming out in a few weeks, too. You need to read this book.
Okay, I'll read that one, too.
And then I had Christopher Pinsak as well. And
yay,
his,
Christopher.
He's got a 20th anniversary editions
of... I saw that.
Yeah. Inner Temple of Witchcraft.
That's
it's
awesome.
Hard. It's a hardback.
It's a hardback.
I know. I love it.
Very cool.
And so that's coming out for all of the Temple of Witchcraft books. So the Outer Temple of Witchcraft is coming out soon. This month?
Yeah,
next month?
I think so. I think it's this month.
Yeah, I think it comes out in May.
Yeah.
We'll see when it comes out. But the episode with Christopher talking about that and all sorts of other things is coming out later at the end of the summer. So all sorts of fun things to look forward to. Oh, you got room
for
that?
I'll put that over there, yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
And those will be coming. But also, for the rest of the season, you and I are going to be working on a series together.
Yes.
What are we working on?
I don't know. Tell them.
Well, we are going to be talking through the gifts of the goddess. So the gifts of the goddess.
Yes.
There's all kinds of lore about witches being... chosen, you know, or being a particular type of person is drawn to witchcraft and that sort of thing. And about the goddess bestowing gifts upon, you know, her people.
Right.
Psychic powers, abilities to curse and to bless and all sorts of different types of powers that are granted to you if you're, you know, one of her children. So one idea that has come out of that is that there are 13 gifts of the goddess. And I think this was my first exposure to this was in Aradia. And there's been several different variations of it from there. Different authors and teachers have put their own spin on it. So we're going to be working through each of those and talking about what they mean. Isn't that exciting? And how we can sort of use them in our witchcraft. Like we did the goals of the witch.
Right, we did the goals of the witch.
I like doing
witch.
Series.
That was fun.
It's fun. It's fun. So the gifts of the goddess, the first one or the next one after this is going to be the power to bless and curse.
Right.
The power to bring forth beauty. The power to understand the secret signs, commune with animals, to banish misfortune, to cure disease, to bring success in love.
Ooh,
that's right.
Love spells.
Love spells. To converse with spirits, which actually one of the people I forgot to mention that I interviewed earlier today was Jason Miller. I don't have a hard copy of his book, but his book is Consorting with Spirits.
Oh, cool.
He was an absolute dream to talk to. If you get an opportunity to take a class from him or hear him speak, I highly encourage it. Jason Miller. But so then one of the gifts of the goddess is to converse with spirits.
Right.
Another is to conjure good fortune and to find hidden treasures and truths. And I'm looking at my list.
Will
That's why my eyes are
keys?
Pointing down here. It will help you find your keys. to understand the voice of the wind, to predict and control the weather. I need to work on that one.
That would be neat. We need some control of that.
Well, especially we are in Mississippi, so.
We are, but I mean, can we fix that?
I don't know. It might be beyond us. It might be beyond our power. Maybe I didn't get that gift from the goddess. But anyway, so those are the topics that we're going to be talking through. So if you've got questions, you know, if you heard something, you're like, conjure spirits, wait a minute. I have questions. Get your questions. Post your questions in the comments and wherever else. And we'll...
Because we actually read those.
We do read those.
And we use them in the show.
Yeah,
so.
It's been a while since we've...
It has.
I think I forget to ask for questions. I think I forget to ask them for questions.
You've been doing so many interviews, you haven't had to.
That's true.
Yeah. So we're starting over again.
I'm excited about it. I'm kind of excited too. About the video format. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here too.
You're not we just can on my touch screen. Each other, yeah. I can touch you. Ooh. That's right. We're going to have lots of bead jangling from your bracelets and the microphone.
Sorry.
So what's been going on with you? Like, everything's growing. We did a whole series for some months on gardening.
Yeah, on gardening. Everything's waking up right now. Here in Mississippi, we have, of course, all the trees are in bloom. All the irises are coming up right now.
I've got a few that are blooming right now, and they're so beautiful.
All my purple ones are up. All the yellow flags are up. And it's just going to get better from here. All the azaleas are out.
My azaleas have been beautiful. That you got here today, and they just lost all their blooms in the storm
the other rain.
Yeah, but they've been blooming like crazy.
Yeah,
and the hummingbirds are back.
The hummers are back. I've had a couple of them at my house. Yeah,
I've got some greedy ass hummingbirds over here.
They can be vicious.
They're so greedy. Look, I was trying to refill the feeder.
Yeah,
they drain it in like a day.
Yes.
And they were just like, bzz, 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 mm-hmm. get away from my feeder.
Yeah.
And I was like, looky here.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't looky here. They kept on buzzing by my head while I was trying to.
Buzzing.
That's what they were doing.
New word.
They sound like a little, like a little airplane coming by your ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have, what else was I going to say? Everything just like suddenly burst into greenness. Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like it was overnight. Days.
I know. It seems like our spring was a little later than usual.
It was.
And then it just exploded, which is great. Because I've got neighbors across the way.
Mm-hmm.
And when I bought this house, you know, I was like, I don't want to see nobody. I don't want to see nobody. I don't want them to see me. I want to walk around in my yard, buck naked, and I don't want to hear anything about it. Which I can't do. But
no, she does have
I can do it in certain places. But across the street... during the winter months, mm-hmm. I can see all the neighbors' houses.
Well, yeah.
But now I can't.
No.
Overnight. They're just gone, and I'm so happy.
I pulled up in the driveway this afternoon. I said, God, if this isn't a witch's house.
Right?
And when we pulled up to actually show her this house, that's exactly what I thought. I was like, okay, this we're not going anywhere else after this.
And we didn't.
And we didn't.
I love this house. I do love it here. I love it here. I love that we can record here, that we've got a little space to record.
I think it's great. I think it's great.
I'm going to work on getting some, like, studio lights and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to be super high-class podcast soon.
We're going to work it out.
I'm wearing pants and everything. I think that's saying a lot.
Can you tell that her wearing pants is such a really big thing after COVID? I mean, how many of us can we relate to that?
They're not wearing pants right now.
Probably not.
They're not.
I wouldn't be.
I hope they're not. I would like to think
if you're
that
at
people
home, I hope
take their pants off before they listen to our show.
No.
Why?
No.
I want them to thoroughly enjoy the show.
Don't want them to enjoy it that way. I mean, we're here to provide entertainment, but, you know.
I don't care. You enjoy the show however you like. She has concern.
I don't have any concerns. I just don't want to know about it.
As long as they don't send us pictures.
Oh, please.
We've gotten completely off track.
Yes, we have.
So we've got new shows coming up.
Okay, new shows.
It's springtime.
Everything's blooming.
We've got a lot of books.
Got a lot of new books. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what have you been doing?
Oh, gosh. What have I been doing? Okay, so there's been a lot of stuff going on. I think we did some little snippets here and there. Mm-hmm. Of Temple Hearth. So one of the big things that I have done this over the winter is teaching a workshop of my own material.
Oh, wow.
Obviously deeply inspired by
everybody
previous
else.
Works, but it was my own ideas on it. And I've not done that before. Like, most of the classes that I teach are, you know, from my tradition.
That's
you know,
awesome.
It's from our mystery school.
Yeah.
So it's not really my stuff, even though I've got my own experiences and things
from
like
your
that.
Experience.
So,
yeah.
But this was like out of my own head.
That's great.
Yeah. So, and it scared me. And actually, I got the idea for this workshop like 2 summers ago. And then I just didn't do anything with it because I was terrified that it was going to be horrible, you know, like
right.
you do. And I just sat on it And then they were asking for presenters for Temple Hearth. And, you know, the first time that that email goes out, I'm just like, no.
Nah.
No. But then the second time it came out, I was like, okay, I'm just going to submit this and we'll see what happens. And then they were like, accepted. And I was like, okay.
Oh.
So then I, you know, had to finish writing it.
Yeah.
And that was a big thing for me to sort of push through insecurities and get that cleaned up and in a way that I could present it. And I think it went well.
Awesome.
When I got there, when Temple Hearth started, mine was the very last workshop on the very last day.
Okay.
So we had a couple of other days of workshops and stuff. Everybody had a PowerPoint. Had a PowerPoint. And I was like, oh, shit. I didn't put together
a PowerPoint.
I don't even know how to do a PowerPoint.
Oh, girl, I got to teach you.
Hold on. There's more to the story. So I'm used to teaching during COVID online, via Zoom. But it's still just me talking. I decided the night before, we were doing like the nighttime ritual, and then there's like an after hours lounge. I was hanging out in there, and I was like, you know, I need a PowerPoint. This was like 8:30 the night before.
She waits till the last minute.
But look, part of my superpower, part of what we learn when we journal, is when we are at our best. And I'm at my best at the last damn minute. Because I was like, I'm just going to just see
what I can do. You're best under pressure.
I do.
Yeah.
So I learned how to do PowerPoints.
Okay.
I put together a slideshow. But my whole workshop was about... It's called Embodying the Cauldron of Inspiration. So it was geared towards artists and creators and authors and makers and creative. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, your creativity is that. So obviously it's got to have hand-drawn illustrations. I can't just grab things off the interweb, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to draw the illustrations and get them onto the computer. But I did it.
Oh, that's great.
And I was done by 3 a.m., so I could sleep a little before opening ritual. It was fine. It was fine. And it worked out, and they had no idea. I mean, now they know. Uh-huh. But they had no idea that I had just done that. So I was pretty impressed with myself.
That's awesome.
That the PowerPoint worked. So that's fun. I don't know why I told this story, but...
This is great. I asked you what you've been up to.
You asked me what I've been up to. So, and then after that, that was a big thing, was presenting my own workshop. So now I can
take... That is a big thing.
I can take it around now to other places.
That's awesome. I'd love to hear it.
I do want to dig into it more, because a lot of the... They had some wonderful questions and things like that that really, like, opened my brain of different ways to take that information. So I'm going to do that.
Cool.
I might turn that into a series of classes, thinking about that.
Oh, that'd be
fun. We also have started having in-person ritual again in our area. So we had...
Thank you.
Yes. So we had in bulk in person, and we had Ostara. No, we didn't have in bulk in person, because that was during Temple Hearth. We had Yule in person.
Yes, we did Yule in person, and that was so nice.
And then Omicron happened, but... We had Temple Hearth, so that was fine, because we were going to be online anyway. It was perfect. And then Ostara was in person.
Right.
And we're getting ready for Beltane.
Yes.
And I'm excited.
I'm so excited about Beltane.
Because we're going to be outside, and we're going to do the maypole.
It's going to be so cool.
We haven't had a maypole dance
in 2 years.
Since
I missed the last Beltane that we had with the maypole. I think I was recovering from surgery.
Did we even have the maypole the year before that?
We did. You made one that actually breaks down.
Yes.
Remember you went through all that work?
I know. I used it.
Yeah.
I've got it. We're going to use it again. I think I'm going to put an extension in it so it's even taller.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
We'll see what happens. Since we're outside.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited about that. I love teaching people a maypole dance. I know it looks like I'm angry when I'm doing that. I'm not. But it is a challenge teaching people to do a maypole. No, I have no control over my face.
She has RBF.
It's never at rest. It's a vigilant bitch face. That is what it is. It's never rests. Its work is never done. But No, it's going to be great. We're not going to bump into each other. We are going to bump into each other.
Probably.
It's
fantastic. But that's the fun part of it.
It's the fun part for me.
Yeah.
Watching everybody like clunk, I told you.
And they giggle and they laugh and you have a good time and you keep going.
That's all there is to it. It's not hard. It's not hard, guys. But anyway, we're going to do that. And what else? Mystery school classes are finishing up. So I've got a batch of students getting ready to graduate. Got a lot of final exams to review and all that fun stuff. Initiations are coming up. It just feels like everything is starting to reawaken.
Yeah.
And like
completing one cycle and going into another.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the perfect time for that during, you know, Aries season, new astrological year. I feel like things are sort of shaking loose that have been building up.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of stagnant feeling is loosening up.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking, because I'm crazy, I'm taking a master weaving course.
Oh, wow.
But it's a go at your own pace.
Okay.
So right now my pace is very slow.
Yeah.
Because I need deadlines.
Right.
Because I thrive under pressure.
Right.
Yeah. So that may never end.
She'll be in it forever.
I'll be in it forever. It's already a 5-year program, so let's see how long I can stretch that out. It'll be a 50-year program when I get done with it.
Oh, my gosh. You won't take that long to do
it. You just don't know what might happen, actually.
You have two kids that will be graduating high school by the time you finish that class if you stretch it out too far.
I know. Well, I mean, one of them is already going to be graduating high school if I do the 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't want to see
you. Gotta think ahead.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm doing that. I've got another class I'm doing coming up. Next week is the first class. I gotta get my notes together.
Okay.
Yeah. By the time they are looking at this, it'll be like the day before that first class.
That would be cool.
So that's exciting. Oh, I'm going to New Hampshire in a couple of weeks. For their Witchcraft 5 initiations.
Oh, wow.
So, New Hampshire people, if you're listening.
Look out.
I'm coming.
She's coming
to
town. I'm
going to be in your state.
You're in trouble.
So, call me. Let's get together. Because I'll be there for a few days.
I wish I could go.
Come on.
I can't.
Why? Because you
have
a job.
Maybe next year. Yeah. Maybe next year. I love my job. I have fun at my job.
I love your job, too.
It is so much fun.
I need to come visit you. You're just far, far away from me.
You really do.
I'm far away from everything.
You are.
It's like an hour to get anywhere.
It is, but
I still like it.
Perfect.
I like that, too, because people will be like, do you want it? And I'm like, well, it's just so far. Why don't you come here? And they're like, well, it's so far.
It's so far.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying now, don't you? That's why I'm not coming. But,
it is far, but it's worth the drive. So,
how's your garden coming? What are you working on? What are you doing magically? Oh, what's your next big thing you want to do?
I'm probably going to do more with my crochet. I have some ideas about starting a little sideline business. So I might start making a few things and selling them.
Ooh, like what? What are you going to make?
Witchy things.
I want some witchy things.
Okay. I'll give you more details as I think on it. It's more of a brainstorming session right now.
I like it.
So it's not any specific
thing.
Look,
you should read Opal's book, Fiber Magic.
I'm taking it home and I will devour it, okay. I promise you.
And then you have to give it back.
I will give it back. Okay. I'm a librarian. I'm really good at giving back books.
That's nice. Well, then I'll be happy to lend you books because I don't normally lend people books because I'm stingy and I'm afraid they're not going to come back.
Well, we'll have to sit down and maybe do some TikToks on these books. And
TikTok. I will also say don't lend me books because you'll never see them again. I'm that bitch. I have so many books that belong to other people. Don't lend me books.
So if you've lent her books, you need to call her.
You either buy me a copy or tell me where to buy it. Don't lend me books. But also, if I lend you a book, I'm going to need it back.
Okay, so
all my books are cursed. So if you don't bring them back, you get what you get.
Now we know.
But I will steal books from other people.
Yes, I know.
That's why nobody lends me books anymore. But Marcus sends me whole boxes of books for me to keep.
Thank you, Marcus.
I love Marcus.
So we'll have to do some preview. We'll have to do some show and tell on these books, though.
Oh my gosh, that would be so much fun. That would be fun. We could just like work on a project during the show.
Yeah,
we could. Be like, look at our progress.
Would y'all be interested in something like that? Let us know.
I'm hearing them. They're saying yes.
They're saying yes.
Do whatever you want. It's your show. That's what I'm hearing them say.
Well, I don't want to bore them to death either.
I don't care. I mean, they'll stop before they die.
This is true.
Don't you think? If they keep going until they're bored to actual death, I mean, I think that's on them.
It's their fault.
There's a point where it's your fault. Yeah. I don't know how long we've been going because I don't have my computer in front of me.
I don't either.
And I don't have my watch on because it beeps.
But it's been fun. I mean, catching up, just being able to sit here for a few minutes and say hey to everybody. And
let them see your face.
See us together. You are. Yeah. Oh, and you too, sweetheart.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But they didn't
come. I've almost had a whole cup of coffee. That could have been 3 minutes or 33 minutes.
It just depends.
It depends on how much I'm running.
We've been talking more than 3 minutes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Our guy is over there behind the camera going, you have too long.
Please stop talking. I have to edit this later.
Right.
All right. Well, we do have some exciting stuff coming up.
We do. We have a lot of really neat things.
Lots of great, great books, like fantastic books. Check out the interviews coming up. We're going to have some interesting things to talk about.
Yeah.
Coming up, too. Not so much today.
Not today.
In the future. Yeah. In the future. So, great. Great. I'm going to try to get our studio set up so that things look nice and sound nice.
Sounds great. I don't think it looks or sounds bad right now.
I don't think it sounds bad.
Yeah.
But I want it, you know.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just better. And not to take me, I had to tear my office apart. Like, I stole lamps from my husband's office. All of his lamps. He's just sitting up there in the darkness.
He's in the dark.
There are literally lights just hanging from the ceiling.
You can't see them, but they're on.
You can't see them, but they are. So I'm going to make this where it's like a permanent thing. So all I have to do is just like put the table out.
That'd be cool. Just come over and get a cup of tea or coffee. And
I'm going to buy some tea. I didn't have any tea for you. I'm so sorry.
I'll bring some next time.
I mean, we had a bunch before we moved.
We did.
But that was a year ago, and I have no excuse that we still don't have any. We have a lot of coffee, though. We have all different kinds of coffee. You know who has a line of coffee? And we talked about it on the show. She was a guest on the show. Mm-hmm. Dawn Hunt.
Really?
The Kitchen Witch. She was on the show. Her husband actually wrote our new theme song that you heard at the
beginning. I knew that.
And you'll hear again at the
end.
Which
I love.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But she has a line of coffee out. And I haven't... Every time I see her post about it on you know, the Instagram, I'm like, I need that. And then that's where it stops.
Well, she needs to send us some.
No, I need to buy some. I need to, like, take a half a second and click her website and purchase it.
We'll do it.
And then I'll have it. I'm going to do that. So next episode, I'm going to have some of her coffee to talk about.
Okay.
I think. She's big time now. She was on, like, QVC. She's hot shit.
Wow.
Besides just being gorgeous and delightful.
She is beautiful.
Anyway. All right, girl. I'm tired.
I am too.
They're tired. We will release you now.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Yes. It's great to see you all. We've got a lot of exciting things coming up in the future. Mm-hmm. So check
Stay
back.
Tuned.
Check back. Subscribe. Click the notification thingy thing. All that stuff.
Thingy thing.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, too. If you're just listening to
this.
You can see our actual whole faces.
And we apologize in advance.
No, we do not. You're welcome in advance. Go check out our YouTube channel and subscribe to that, too.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with exciting stuff for you. So, goodbye, everyone. Blessed be. We love you.
Bye, y'all.
This is where I stop.
much for listening, and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe through your favorite podcast provider. It helps us get our podcast in front of more listeners just like you. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can leave us a voicemail by clicking the link in the description of this episode, and you can always find us on Facebook and Instagram by searching for Crossroads and Cauldrons Podcast.